جاءوا على قميصه بدم كذب، قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون. وجاءت سيارة فأرسلوا واردهم فأدلى دلوه، قال يا بشرى هذا غلام وسروه بضاعة والله عليم بما يعملون. وشروه بثمن بخس دراهم معدودة وكانوا فيه من الزاهدين. The verses that we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about how the brothers of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, how they had taken him along with them and how they had thrown him into the well. And then they came back at night and in the evening to their father, and they said to their father that we had gone for a picnic and a wolf came along and he had devoured Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah Ta'ala continues, that says, وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيصِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. And now the brothers, they brought to their father as evidence, they brought to their father the shirt of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, the kurta of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. And they had put on it false blood. They had taken some other animal and they had slaughtered that animal, and they stained the garment of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam with the blood of this animal. So Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam, he being a Nabi of Allah alayhi salam, he was not a stupid person, so he realized that these people, these sons of mine, are making up a story. So he said, قَالَ بَلْ صَوَّرَ لَكُمْ أَنْفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. He says, rather you have made up a story. Your nafs has seduced you into making up the story. There is some other agenda here. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. So I'm not falling for your story, but I will exercise a beautiful patience. I will remain patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu al-musta'anu ala ma tasifun. And I seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever you are saying. I will not turn to what you are saying, but I will seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَاءَ سَيَّارَةٌ فَأَرْسَلُوا وَارِدَهُمْ. On the other hand, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, a young boy, he was in the bottom of the well. Then a caravan of people, a caravan of travelers, a group of people traveling came along. فَأَرْسَلُوا وَارِدَهُمْ. So they send their scout ahead. It is a common habit in the past that when a group of people were traveling, they would have one person who would go ahead of the caravan and he would look for a source of water so that when the caravan arrives, then the water can be ready for them to drink and to give the animals. So they send the scout ahead of theirs. So he found as well, فَأَدْلَىٰ دَلْوَىٰ. So he lowered his bucket into the well. And when he pulled out the bucket, he noticed that there was a young boy sitting in the bucket, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. سَقَالِ يَا بُشْرَ هَذَا غُلَامِ. He said, oh, how wonderful. هَذَا غُلَامِ. Here we have a young boy. وَأَسَرُّوهُ بِضَاعَ. But instead of saving and allowing Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to return to his father, what did these people do, these ruthless people? They took him now as stock in trade. They took him as a slave who they would now sell once they reached the destination. Wallahu alimun bima ya'malun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of what they were doing. وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودًا. And then when they came to Egypt, they sold Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam for a meager price, دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودًا, a few dirhams, a few silver coins. وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ. And of amongst those who were not interested in Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning they did not realize the true value of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam.